Masechet Menachot Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. There are certain types of korbanot, animal korbanot, that are brought with bread, and those breads also have the ability to become pigul through the blood avodah of that regular korban. We'll talk about that idea in this Mishnah. We'll first talk about the korban todah. Korban todah was a shelamim offering that was brought with 40 loaves of bread. Those accompanied it. And that was to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving a person from crossing the sea or going to the desert or leaving prison or recovering from a life-threatening illness, whatever we would say Birkat HaGomel from. The 40 loaves are not burned on the Mizbeach. Rather, once the Shehita of the Korban happens, they become sanctified. And when the Todah's blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, they become permitted to eat. Four of those loaves are eaten by the Kohanim and the rest by the owner of the Todah and the people around him. Mishnah says, HaTodah mefaleget et alehem. A pigul intention about the Todah, about the animal itself, makes the bread that goes with it pigul as well. Vehalehem eno mefagel et haTodah. But a pigul intention about the bread does not make the Todah also pigul. Ketzad, how do we have this? Ashuhetet haTodah le'echol mimena le'mahad. If somebody slaughters a korban Todah with the intention to eat from the meat tomorrow, korban Todah and the breads are allowed to be eaten on the day that it's slaughtered and the night afterward. So he has a improper intention, past the time. He, vehalehem mefugalin. Both the animal, the korban, and the bread that go with it become pigul. And if somebody eats it, they are liable to karet. But if he slaughters the Todah offering with the intention to eat from the bread tomorrow, the bread becomes pigul, but the animal that was with it does not become pigul. The bread is considered to be tafel, secondary to the korban. So pigul would take effect on the bread, but it would not go to the superior, to the ikad, which is the main part of the korban, which is the actual animal. The second korban that would be brought together with bread are the shtei alehem, the two loaves that are brought on Shavuot. Hakevasim mefalegin et alehem, the pigul intention about the two lambs that are brought on Shavuot, they make the two loaves of bread pigul as well. So the shtei alehem are brought, as we mentioned previously, with two lambs together with two loaves of bread. So if a person has an improper intention about time, about the lambs of Shavuot, they also would make the bread that accompany it pigul as well. But a pigul intention about the bread does not make the lambs pigul. Ketzad, what's the situation? If somebody slaughters the lambs with the intention to eat the meat tomorrow, him v'alehem mefugalin. They, the meat and the breads that accompany them, become pigul. Lechol min halechem lemahar, halechem mefugal, ve'akevasim enan mefugalin. But if he slaughters the lambs with the intention to eat from the two loaves tomorrow, so if he never had an improper intention about the lambs, just about the bread, then the bread becomes pigul, but the lambs do not become pigul.